Welcome, welcome, everyone. My name is Akiyemi. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the time you are taking to listen and share this podcast on your social media platform. Star ratings for the podcast are also welcome. Returning and new listeners are such a pleasure to me. Thank you so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can get notifications when I post something new. I am a licensed mental health professional, but this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for therapy with a licensed mental health professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. All necessary information about the episodes will be in the show notes. All right, let's get to it. Hey everyone, I just want to give a quick disclaimer. I'm not feeling well today when I recorded this message, but it didn't stop me from going ahead and recording it. So forgive me for the way that I sound, and I hope that you can get something from the message. On this episode, we will focus our attention on overthinking and how to let go of the need to control outcomes. My hope is that on your life journey, you will reach greater peace and fulfillment. So let's start off by at least defining overthinking, because everybody will have their own kind of idea about what it means. The actual dictionary definition says that is to think about something too much or for too long. It will greatly impact a person's ability to just make a decision. And I know, because I'm one of those people. But it also affects overall well-being. I struggled with overthinking for many years, especially when it came to going on trips or having experiences that I've been wanting to have for forever. Sometimes I take months just trying to narrow down whatever plans I have. And I have to say, it's very crippling. And I become so stressed out that most of the time I just stop planning altogether or I back out of it. The reason is because I'm worrying about everything from how much money is going to cost. I worry about the weather, the mode of transportation, and if the mode of transportation is going to, you know, stop working for me, or like if I'm going in a car, I worry about everything that could go wrong with the car. If I'm flying on a plane, I worry about all the things that could delay the flight or get me there when it's really late or cause me to miss a flight or connecting flight. I worry about safety, and I'll be thinking about, will I get sick on a plane? Am I going to need to wear my mask? Is it going to be too many people around? You know, I worry about so many things, because when I went to Paris, you know, I was so excited about that trip. And when I got there, they were protesting. And not only were they protesting, people went on strike. The transportation department went on strike, which means I was going to be stuck in Paris if I didn't leave almost immediately. So all of those things will cause me to worry. And the list can go on and on, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. See, humans have a natural instinct to try to control a situation. We become anxious just trying to make sure of our safety. Because if it was up to me, every time I plan a trip overseas, I would be thinking that I'm going to control whether or not people go on strike, whether I control if they protest. I don't have no control over any of that. But because I had an experience, I'm thinking that if I look more into it, that I'm going to control it from happening or being a part of it if I end up over there. We are acting this out unconsciously, this need to control. We're really acting it out unconsciously. To not have control is to create an unsafe situation, and controlling things creates a false sense of security. just because I'm planning it at the right time does not mean that it's going to be a safe situation. It doesn't even mean that it's going to be unsafe. But this thought process that I'm having is making me believe that if I plan properly, I'm going to keep things from being unsafe. If we try too hard to control anxiety, anxiety in itself can get out of control, which can create an actual mental health disorder. The reality is we cannot control everything. Some things are out of everyone's control. Even a weather person who is trying to predict the forecast and they plan it out for a whole 7 days, even they can be wrong in their forecast. The excessive need to control can lead to anxiety disorders, and that's what we're trying to avoid. We all, at some point in our life, will experience anxiety. But mental health needs protection. We really need to be protecting our mental health. The negative consequences of overthinking can impact a person's personal growth as well as their relationships. And none of us would want that to happen. Because as long as I'm trying to control everything, I don't have the ability to get better in general. One time I remember planning a Thanksgiving weekend for family that was coming in from out of town. And all of that planning and all of these things that I was trying to control, all these outcomes I was trying to control, led me to having a panic attack. And it led to my own anxiety disorder. And I'm so grateful and thankful today that I have overcome that, especially that disorder. And now I'm in a position where I can help others who suffer from anxiety disorders in my mental health practice. My hope is to help you, the listener, make room for shifting your own perspective when it comes to trying to control. I will hope that you would learn to assess your need to control and then let it go. I also hope that you will then embrace the uncertainty. Just saying this out loud is making me feel a lot lighter. Embracing uncertainty. Because we don't know what will happen. Having a more flexible mindset will help to relieve stress in planning and decision making. So here are a few tips for releasing control. One is write down what you're worried about. And then I would like for you to list what you can do about what you're worried about. Then I would like you to list what's out of your control. When you do just that little exercise, whether you write it down or you just think about it, it will help relieve some pressure. Another tip is take a few minutes to just do some deep belly breathing or even meditation. If you allow yourself to relax your mind and just put your thoughts somewhere else besides what you're trying to plan, that in itself will add great health and well-being to your life. Stop planning and take a nap. That's one of the biggest tips that I could give anyone. Sleep on it. Sleep is a great power cleanser for your mind. And some of us already know this, and we didn't never have to listen to this podcast to know that. Another tip is give yourself some limitations. Like for me, I might give myself only 3 choices to choose from when I'm planning trips. I may give myself 3 minutes to make a decision. I might say you have 3 days to plan it all out and be done with it. In other words, I set some kind of time frames for myself. For you, I would just hope that you would create any kind of decision-making strategy if you are someone that overthinks things. Having that type of tool in your toolbox will help you along your journey, at journey for peace. And then I would like for you to share your experiences with other people, especially other people that have a tendency to overthink. Share your experiences and your stories with me on this podcast. If you have Spotify, then that might be a good way to share comments on this episode in general. I might even put out a poll or Q&A on this episode just to, you know, create some engagement with you, because this is a big deal for a lot of people. So my hope is that you will come back for the next episode, because I'm going to talk more about ways to help with anxiety and overwhelm, because it was one of my biggest vices throughout my lifetime. So in the meantime, everyone, good mental health, good spiritual health, and as always, good physical health. Y'all take great care. Thank you for listening all the way to the end. I sure hope you enjoyed that episode. Please feel free to share us on your social media platform or give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can reach me on my website at unhackedmind.com or life-counseling-transitions.com. All this information will be in the show notes. All right, take care, and I hope you come back.